We're doing the Rabbeinu Yonah on Pirkei Avot, and we're still on this Mishnah with all its depth. We had learned Ein Bur Yerechet, a person who doesn't have basic etiquette cannot be God-fearing. Lo Amaretz Chassid, a person who's not learned cannot be pious. Lo Abayshan Lamed, one who is too embarrassed won't learn. Lo Kapdan Milamed, and he who is too strict with the students will not succeed in teaching. And if you're too busy with your business, you can't get too smart in Torah. No time left for that. That's what we were up to. Where there are no men, then work hard at being the man. So the first interpretation he quoted was where there are no other men to support you in performing a mitzvah and to guide you, so then you work hard and guide yourself to do what's right in the eyes of Hashem, where you're the only man around, so you got to be more of a man to live up to your responsibilities. No one else is looking over your shoulders. Perush acher, an alternate interpretation. Uvimkom shein anashim, where there are no men, if you see a generation where the Torah is going lax in their hand, so you stand up and work hard at the Torah. The verse says, there's a time to do on behalf of God when all others are undoing the Torah. Why is there a time to perform on behalf of Hashem? Because others have undone the Torah. You learn it from the beginning to the end. As the Talmud tells us in the end of Tractate Brachos, that when is the time to do on behalf of Hashem? When you see the end of the pasuk, the Torah has been undone. Another interpretation we can explain in the Mishnah, b'makom she'en anashim gdolim imcha b'chokhma, if you find yourself in a place where no one knows better than you, you're the smartest guy around, and you'll say, but that's not saying much. Hishtadel liyot ish. So then work hard at being a man. Tell you a story off the record. So we're continuing the Rabbeinu Yonah. Ve'od nuchal lefaresh. He says the alternate interpretation is if there's no one who's smarter than you, then you got to give the shear. You got to work hard to be the man on board. And don't withhold yourself from getting smarter, even though you're the smartest guy in town. Even if you're the smartest in the generation. So then view yourself as though you were living in the days of the Talmud, and you were with those sages, then you wouldn't amount to much.
If you have self-interest, in other words, you want to perfect, you want to improve, you know that you're better than me, right? And you ask, can I do it? Are you allowed to ask that? Not for kavod, it's just trying to get to...
Oh, we're not talking about being a chazan, we're talking about in general.
I'm going down to give you the Devar Torah, right? Giving you the Devar Torah. So they ask you, and I say, oh, please, can I do it? Or am I allowed to be that much inferior to you?
Let's say, maybe we'll talk about that later. Let's finish the Mishnah. גם כי תשיג למעלתם, תחשוב כאילו אתה עומד עם הנביאים עד משה רבינו עליו שלום, ומתי תשיג למעלתם ולחוכמתם. You should always look up, even if you have to look up to Moshe Rabbeinu. You should always look up to someone and say, okay, I have what to aspire to. ובזה לא תתרשה לעולם ללמוד. And if you do that, then you'll never be lax at learning. ובכל יום עדכן במידותיך, and a person will constantly focus on becoming better, כי תוסיב על חוכמתך ותהיה כמעיין הנובע. Because if a person is constantly working to grow, so he will constantly get smarter, and then he will be like a river that keeps flowing, that has more and more to offer. And so a person, he says, has to always set his sights higher and focus on continued growth. So bimkom she'en anashim, in this final interpretation, where there's no one else who's man like you, even though you might be the greatest, ishtadel liyot ish, you should still work to be greater. This might seem far-fetched, but I have a friend that when he was 12 or 13 years old, he was corresponding with the sages of the day. He He's one of those people who you could ask him, how many times does Rabbi Tarfon appear in Maseches Sukkah? And he'll start rattling them off to you. He knows the Shas by heart, literally. And already at a young age, he was corresponding with the Talmid Chacham of the day. So sometimes a person feels like, hey, what am I supposed to do? Someone once sued him and took him to court. And he came to court and he took apart the rabbis on the court. Like he said, why do you think I'm wrong? So they said A. So he said B. So they said C. So he said D. Anything they said, he had an answer for. Because he really, really is a super genius. Okay, so the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that's fine. You can be a super genius. You still have what to look up to.